Howdy, y'all.
Hi, guys.
It's Ryan.
And Angela.
From R&A Music. Deep in the heart of Texas, that's where we're at right now.
Yep.
Canton, Texas. Because some people have thought deep in the heart of Texas is kind of ambiguous. But in case you're, it's Canton, Texas.
Yeah.
Anyways, we are here to answer your questions. Let's get to it. First question, Jason Heisington says, "You seem happy. Have some marriage advice?" Question mark. Well, thank you for noticing. I don't know how many of our Ask RNAs you've seen. There's about 200 of them.
Something like that.
We are pretty happy.
Yeah, we are. We are happy.
I would say. I'm happy.
We don't seem it. We are. This isn't a act. It's not like we, I mean, we're normal. We have, you know, our days and bad days and, you know, argument days, but not really argument days.
Not really arguments.
But, you know, bad mood days or whatever, you know.
Everybody has a bad day sometimes.
Everybody does, though. You're lying if you don't. But yeah, we're always happy. We're always joking. We just love each other. Advice?
Marriage advice. That's a really broad thing.
Yeah.
All right. Broad terms, very, you know, marriage advice.
Okay. Very, very nutshelled marriage advice.
Go.
Always forgive. Never go to bed angry with one another. And I like, this is my personal thing that I do. Say I love you and hug as much as possible. Because even if you personally, not that I'm upset with him, but it's a me personally, like I'm having a bad day or I'm kind of grouchy or I'm just so consumed about what's going on. If I just walk up to him and say I love you, even if it has nothing to do with what we're doing, and I lean on him and hug on him, it makes my mood so much better. You know, because he always hugs me back, you know, and then sometimes we'll just sit and just hold and hug each other. So that always helps me because it puts everything kind of in perspective, because even though everything like out there is going crazy, I always know that he's got my back, you know, and I portray to him that I have his, you know. So that's my big three, I would say. You know, always forgive one another, because there's nothing, I mean, there are some things that I'm sure that people have done that are pretty crazy, but if it's not something that's just horribly, ridiculously unforgivable, or at the moment it seems that way, all the petty stuff that most people just end up tossing their marriages and relationships for, forgive them. Even if they don't ask for it, in your heart, just forgive them, because eventually, I mean, it could eat away at you, at your mind, at your thoughts, and how you see that person that you know you have loved or have once loved. So forgiveness, don't go to bed angry, and if you're feeling bad or sad, just hug and say I love you to somebody.
That's all good advice. Everybody should do that.
Everybody should do that.
I agree with all of Angela's points.
I mean, there's so much more.
There's so much, but you know,
that's what I got.
Words are important. Words are really important. Words, not just in your marriage, but in your life, can really frame your life and your day. And if you're always griping and complaining, you're probably going to have a crappy day or a crappy marriage or a crappy job or crap, whatever. And it sounds hokey, I know, but what you say matters. And sometimes even when you're not feeling it or not feeling like, you feel like you're having a crap day or whatever, you say like, man, I'm so thankful my day is getting better. You may not feel it, but you know, kind of speaking it into existence. But the whole thing of like saying I love you, that matters. You know, I always make it a point to always tell Angela that, and my sons that. I said, listen, I love you, son. You know that, right? Yeah, Dad, I know. I'm like, okay. Well, I don't want you to be confused about that. So
yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
That means a lot. And when I hear it, and one of those things, like she said, she's coming out of the blue, she's having a bad day or a situation that has nothing to do with me that can be She kind of like, I love you. And I'm like, what? What? I did, you know, whatever kind of mood I'm in at the moment, I'm like, awesome. I love you too. So kind of watching your words, you know, that's a really important thing. Because emotions will follow words, you know. Your emotions might be going one way, but you can change your emotions by the things that you say.
Yeah. I just have this image, like, emotions are like the toddlers of the parent words. So your words are the parent in the situation, and you just have to grab that toddler's hand, your emotions, and take it where you want it to go. So you have to say, no, 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 you're following me, emotions, not emotions being the toddler. Everybody's been to the store where the toddler's screaming and the mother's just going after, or the father's just going after doing whatever the toddler wants. That's not a healthy relationship, nor would that be a healthy relationship for you or your spouse or your any person that you're in a relationship with.
That's good.
So you would say, no, emotions, you don't know what you're talking about. I love this man. It doesn't matter how I feel. He's a good man, and I love him with all my heart. So I make my words line my emotions up.
Yeah, your feelings will lie to you. feelings are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you and your feelings will follow your words. You change your words, you'll change your feelings and your emotions sometimes.
Yep.
So that's my tip, I guess. I thought I had another one, but I think that was probably it. Other than realizing that men and women are different.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with someone else, like, listen, we're different. Like, her brain works differently than mine works. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. that's just science.
Yeah.
Chemical, biochemistry. We're different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, she's good at things that I'm not good at. There's things I can do that she's not strong at.
Yeah. And that's okay that we're different. Because, what was it? One person saying, if you have two people who are the same, one of you is unnecessary.
Yeah. If we're exactly the same, one of us is redundant.
You know?
So we're meant to be different, and I'm meant to be good at things that she's not good at, and she's good at things that I'm not good at, because when we're together, we fill in each other's weaknesses.
Yes.
So instead of getting mad that your wife does things or thinks differently than you do, or your husband does, it's like, well, there's probably a reason they're good at that, because I guess I'm not. And instead of being upset about your weaknesses, you know, celebrate their strengths. But, you know, both partners need to be able to do that instead of, and it can be tough. There's situations out there, I know, where one partner's trying real hard and one's not. And, you know, it takes two.
Yeah.
It takes two to want to fix things if there's trouble.
Yeah.
So, there we go.
If you have any specific advice you want that we didn't cover, please, you know, comment below, because we said very general things.
General.
But if it's something very specific that you want us to say, like, how do we deal with it, we're more than happy to let you know, because we're about to celebrate our 19th wedding anniversary. Mm. And not that that's like, I mean, for most of us, that's huge. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, my parents just celebrated their 40th, and we have people that we know that are celebrating their 50th and 60th, and it's just crazy. Yeah. But
but 19 and happy.
19 and very happy.
19 and
yeah, we had one of my mom's today or yesterday or something said, and you work with your husband. I'm like, yeah. She was like, I do too, but I don't really. I was like, a lot of people don't enjoy working with their spouses. I love working with. We enjoy each other's company. We set out to build this specifically so that we can spend more time together.
Yeah.
It was geared specifically towards that, because we were kind of doing like a 5-year plan or 10-year plan or something, like, well, what would we want to do for the rest of our lives? And it was like, well, we would want to work together. We would want to do something where we can spend as much time together as possible.
I married you because I really like you.
Yeah, we did this because we wanted to always be together for eternity.
All the time.
So, that's one thing. We are very strange in that aspect, because most people, they can't get along with their spouses and spend more. I'm like, why'd you get married if you can't marry somebody you don't like? Because you can't spend more than 30 minutes with that. It was not a good choice on your part. But we do. We enjoy each other very much. And this advice is some of the reasons why.
Yeah. So thank you for the question. Appreciate it. Hopefully that was helpful.
Yeah.
And yeah. Next question. Paul Liu probably watches our Saturday vlogs. How many times a week do you guys go to Walmart?
Yeah.
Not enough sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes not enough.
Sometimes too much.
Yeah. We are very, very busy, and a lot of times we overlook things. We're not list people. I like lists, but I don't really use them.
I like the idea of a list.
I like the idea of them, but for the most part, it's kind of like, oh crap, I forgot this. Oh man, I forgot this. Or we go and we like need ink, or we need, you know.
We don't like sit down like, okay, we're going to go buy all the groceries for the month and load up on groceries.
We can't do that because if we did that, honestly, our children would eat all the groceries that we have in the fridge.
That would last about a week.
They would be like,
where's all the
great
food? Well, it's there.
It was there.
We're supposed to eat it.
And we got, so we typically do week to week grocery shopping, typically on Saturdays or Sundays, because those are our days off.
But even sometimes it's like,
or even Monday.
What are we going to eat today?
I don't know.
Let me go to the store and I'll just run and grab dinner.
We'll usually grab. So, because we're here, you know, late and in the mornings and school and driving kids around, and it's crazy.
Yeah, it's 7:30 right now.
Yes.
We're shooting this video.
Our children are at home and
probably eating all the food.
Yes. And
I would say
my lunch in the morning.
At least 3 times a week.
At least. But it's really stuff like some things it's deodorant and we go out of, we get out of milk. We don't have a very big refrigerator at home. Mm-mm. Our refrigerator's pretty small, and most people will be like, that's like a camper refrigerator.
It's a small refrigerator.
So whenever we buy stuff, we buy limited amount.
And we don't have deep freeze.
We are not overspenders. We've never been, like, when it comes to, like, people will just buy stuff and it goes bad and they're chunking things. We literally buy what we need for when we need it. And that's about...
Yeah, things don't go bad.
That's about it. So, yeah, I'd say 2, maybe 3 times.
Minimum of 3, sometimes 6.
I know. Because there was a whole month where we didn't even go to Walmart.
That's true.
It was like, we just ran up to, like, we went to Dollar General and grabbed some milk and some bread because we didn't.
Yeah, now there are times we'll go to Dollar General instead of Walmart because I'm like, I just need some eggs.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to Walmart, go through all that crap just for eggs.
Because they put it at the very back of Walmart. You have to go through it, and then you're like, ooh, I need a pie, and I need some yarn, and I need some, the dogs need a new chew toy even though they don't use them.
We're out of dog food. I was literally just at Walmart yesterday. Why didn't somebody tell me we're out of dog food?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that we were out of dog food. Because the boys feed the dogs.
Okay, and listen, I'm going to preface this. I'm going to add this, appendix this. Do not tell me, what kind of list I'm in. Mm-mm. Don't. Just don't. Don't. Just don't.
Let me give you a list.
Don't tell me your organizational needs and how you do them and blah, blah, blah. We get it. It's not going to work.
Mm. Yeah. So between 1 and 6 times a week. Mm-hmm. Not usually 6, but
it works for us. Yeah, and not only that, we live in such a small town. A lot
all
of times
there is a
it's
Walmart.
Just entertainment. It's really just to go. It's like, yeah, what do you want to do? You want to go to Walmart?
Or I've got to pick up prescriptions. Well, let's go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Canton's a small town. There's not a lot of places to shop. There's
there
literally
isn't
two
any
grocery stores in town.
Yes.
Walmart and Brookshire's.
And Walmart carries everything, and Brookshire's mostly carries
just groceries
and some basic essential things.
Pharmacies.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of places to shop in Canton. So
that's it.
That's a lot of Walmart, Paul.
So it's our mall.
Yeah.
Basically.
I've been thinking about going just to walk around because it's been really cold lately. it's too cold to walk outside. So I'm like, I guess I could go walk the outer perimeter aisles of Walmart. Like the old people do the malls.
Mm-hmm.
Do my laps at Walmart.
Do one whole lap and see how far that is.
Yeah. It's probably pretty far. It's a pretty good size Walmart. But
mm-hmm.
It's a lot of Walmart.
It is.
We love it. Thanks, Paul. Final question. Adam Lamar, who's playing a gig this Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm going. Ryan, what are your thoughts on Gibson not going to NAMM this year? Great question, Adam. I was thinking about this last week. A lot of people have been talking about it. They chose not to go to NAMM this year, and instead they went to the CES consumer electronic showcase or something and set up there. And in a way, I think it was actually probably not a bad idea because everybody's talking about it. Mm-hmm. We're all talking about Gibson not being at NAMM, which the whole point of it is to
promote them,
get attention. So they got a lot of attention. Also, you know, NAMM in general is not for, it's not really supposed to be for the public. It's for dealers. It's mm-hmm. for dealers to go and talk to companies and, you know, make their purchases for the year, you know. And so everybody who's a Gibson dealer already knows what's coming out. And they've probably already got all their stuff straightened out and what they're going to order, what they're not going to order. Mm-hmm. And even for a while at NAMM, you know, you couldn't even go into Gibson's booth unless you were a buyer and you had a buyer's badge. Mm-hmm. So it was really all about the dealers and them not being there, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's not going to hurt NAMM, probably. It's not going to hurt Gibson any. There's a lot of companies who don't go. Mesa Boogie hasn't been at NAMM in forever. And there's a lot of other companies who go 1 year, don't go another year. Because it's a huge expense. You're talking $50,000, $100,000 for Gibson, maybe $200,000. They could take that money and put it somewhere else mm-hmm. and reach just as many people mm-hmm. from a marketing standpoint. So I'm not bothered. I'm not going to NAMM this year. So, you know, what are y'all's thoughts on that? I'm not going to NAMM. But,
you know, I don't have any thoughts.
It's not. It's not that big of a
deal. All I hear whenever any of these guys, you know who you are, those who should not be named, that always room together in one room that goes with Ryan, you know you guys. Okay. Whenever they are there, before, during, and after, it's always, it's too loud, you can't interview so-and-so's booth, and the Nanthrax. That's all I hear about. It's never really an actually good experience, it seems like. It seems like it's just kind of like, ah, guitars! And Nanthrax.
Nanthrax.
Honestly. And now apparently they've like really like pushed it out more and they're adding all this stuff and they're expanding to the next building or yada, yada, yada. And it just seems like, I mean, I don't want to go to get my eardrum pierced and...
It's intense.
And be disappointed for, you know.
It is intense, but I think Gibson will be... I don't think they're going to end up hurting themselves by not being there. Now, I don't know about the CES, if it's open to the public or not. I kind of think it is. I think the consumer, because it's Consumer Electronics Showcase. It's for consumers. NAMM is not for consumers. So if you're just the general open public Joe Schmo who want to go to the thing, like you can't get into NAMM. But you probably can get into the CES, which is, you know, Consumer Electronics Show. I'm assuming, I don't know, I could be wrong about that, but I would think that it would be more accessible to the public than NAMM is. So for the public, it's probably a good thing for you guys, if you really wanted to go. But, you know, it's not going to hurt any of them, so what?
I don't know, I was just thinking, NAMM it.
Aw, NAMM.
Aw, NAMM.
NAMM it. NAMM it. NAMM. But yeah, so it's, you know... They'll be fine. They'll be fine. We're all talking about it. So that's good marketing on their part.
Yeah.
I think
the reason why they're doing most of what they're doing is just for marketing.
There's no bad press. That's what they say. What I did think was funny is I was talking to my friends at Kaiser Capos today because they're in Canton, Texas. And they said, did you hear about the Consumer Electronics Showcase? I'm like, what? They had a power outage yesterday. And I was like, what? Yeah, the whole thing, power's out. Everybody's got flashlights in their phones trying to figure where to go. I was like, that's hilarious. Right. Consumer Electronics Showcase ran out of electric power.
Yeah.
No. Anyways.
No, I believe that's what they're probably doing, Gibson, especially with the whole pop.
Suing the pop vinyl.
It's Funko. Like Britney shaving her head. It's just all publicity.
There's no bad press. We're all talking about them.
Yeah.
And now all the YouTubers, I saw so many people say somewhere they should go there because, you know, they get all that free YouTube publicity from all the, it's like all the YouTubers are talking about Gibson right now. Mm-hmm. They're all talking about Gibson.
You're doing it for them. We're doing it for them.
And you can go on the website and look at the new models. It's like, what is a couple of YouTube guys going? Because YouTube guys couldn't go into the booth anyways, unless you were a buyer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, It's brilliant marketing, Adam. That's what it is. They're fine.
They are fine.
See you Saturday at the gig, man. So excited. I am going to go to the Wearfoot gig in Tyler this Saturday. So that's what we should really all be talking about, is the Wearfoot gig at Clicks in Tyler this Saturday.
The wind's picking up.
It's super windy. We just had a storm front come in. Cold front. Cool. Back in Texas.
Back again.
So those are all the questions for this week. Thank you guys so much. All three of them. And we will... I got distracted. I got distracted by the wind. The wind. Those are all the questions for this week. If you have a question for next week, leave it below in the comments, and we will try to answer them next week. If you're interested in an R&A Music t-shirt, go check out our...
not what I have our on.
Well, not that.
Yes.
And not this one, because we don't have blue ink.
We're sorry we're wearing unavailable merch.
Neither of these merches, but there's other merches that I've never worn before.
Mine's a cute little hoodie.
Yeah, it is. We got a green t-shirt on there, green with white ink, and I've never had that. I'm going to have to order one for myself. Go check out our Teespring if you want to get some R&A swag. Put the link in the description. And we will see you guys next week. Stay tuned for more videos.
Yay!
So excited. Keep the music alive.
Don't forget it.
The music needs you.
And you need the music.
Yeah, we do. And we need more Wearfoot. As soon as they put out a record.